Hello, quick content warning. Characters are yandere, so if you don't like that, click off. The listener's mindset goes from unwilling to willing, but it's still kind of sketchy and ambiguous, so do what you will with that information. This is just a fantasy. Enjoy. Click off if you won't. Goodbye. Look who's starting to wake up. Oh, darling, it's been so long since we've met. Remember me? Oh, come on. I was your classmate from high school. I always sat behind you in classes. There is no use trying to scream. You feel that fabric in your mouth? All your cries and screams are muffled. No one will be able to hear you outside of this room. Don't be scared. I'm not here to harm you. I'm doing this for good reason. If I don't pin you down like this, you'd start running away from me. Just like last time. I don't want that to happen again. As much as I prefer to have reunited with you in a different way, I didn't have a choice. But now, we can finally talk. What am I going to do with you? Should I take you home with me? To your new home? I guess we should start packing your things. Too soon? Well, I guess we can talk for a bit. My darling, I've been looking for you all these years. When you transferred schools after the incident in high school, I thought it was the end of the world. The only one I loved left me in the dust. From the looks of it, though, it seems like you don't know what I'm talking about. As if I'm crazy. Do you not remember what happened? Do you not remember me? I thought so. But there was a tiny, tiny glimpse of hope that I was significant enough to you that you'd remember me. I knew it. It was your parents, right? What did your stupid parents do? They buried your memories, didn't they? They made you forget about me, didn't they? They never treated you well. I can tell. You never looked forward to going home. You always stayed out after school. In the library, at restaurants, you name it. Well, of course, I was taking care of you. Making sure that you weren't getting into danger. Something that your parents should have been doing. But clearly, they don't care. They never did. They never liked me either. They thought I was a bad influence for you. You didn't think the same, right? Good. I knew you were better than that. There's no way my beloved would fall that deep into their terrible influence. But when they found out about my feelings for you, they forced you to move, and that was the worst time of my life. My only source of happiness disappearing right in front of my eyes. Do you know how much blame I received from our classmates, parents, teachers, even? Your parents didn't hold back from telling lies. That I was a creep. That I was a danger to you. You probably tried convincing them otherwise, right? I'm glad you haven't changed after all these years. You've always been kind to me. To a loser. I still remember the day you handed me my homework when I missed out on a day of school. That's the kindest thing someone's done for me. And from that day on, I knew I had to make you mine. I decided to drop out of high school and dedicated the rest of those years to finding you. But it took way longer than I expected because your parents made it extra difficult for me. Not only was there a restraining order, but you moved states, far, far away from me. All your social media was gone. The tracker I left in your bag was destroyed. And the house you lived in at the time got destroyed. So I couldn't even get a final touch of your fingerprints. But I never gave up. I couldn't give up on you. But after searching for you in each state, each city, each town, I finally found you. And that's how I'm here. Oh, well, I could have entered via the door. But I thought the window was more fun. Also, your parents are locked up in their rooms right now. I decided to give them a very special... what do you call it? Punishment for separating us. It was kind of fun, actually. I used all my rope tying skills on them. You should have seen it. The look on their face as they saw me. Frightened. Begged me to not go near you. Priceless. I'd want to do it again. Visit you every day. Make them fear for their life. But I knew if I did that, they'd take you away from me again. And I couldn't risk that. But my entertainment doesn't matter. Because now I found you. I finally found you. After all this time. And I'm going to take you away from them. Okay? You're gonna be safe with me. They won't be able to find you. They won't even bother looking for you, I bet. Besides, what are they going to do when you're gone? They can't ground an adult in their house. I mean, you are living under their roof, but come on, grounding someone who is above legal age? That's silly. And if they ever do call you, I do suggest hanging up, but maybe you could leave them a little message. Something like, "Hey mom, hey dad, I'm living with my lover now." Sorry, is that cringe? But we'll finally be happy. Would you like that? Would you like me to take you away from the hell they've raised you in? I'll get you whatever you want. I'll give you anything you want. If you want to work, I have connections. If you don't, then that's okay too, 'cause I'll take care of you. That's how dedicated I am to you. How much I love you. Do you understand? Good. Sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional. I'm just really happy that you don't hate me. These past few years, I've been fighting my own thoughts, convincing myself that you were taken away from me, that you didn't have a choice, and that after all this time, you still viewed me as a friend. I'm glad that hope overcame my bad thoughts. Enough talking. I think I can hear your parents exit their rooms. They must be on their way to you. Quick, do you want to leave or what? Good choice. Okay, I will... Is it safe for me to carry you outside the window? Whatever, we don't have much time. Let's go to your new home. Say goodbye to this hellhole.